Friends, let us begin the chapter 3 of our subject, Materials and Equipment Management in a Healthcare Organization. And this name of this chapter is Hospital Pharmacy. The practice of pharmacy within the hospital under the supervision of a professional pharmacist is known as hospital pharmacy. Hospital pharmacy is not only a store. It is the complete management of the pharmacy under a professional pharmacist. And that I am going to explain to you in detail now, because it is a very important function of the hospital, practice of pharmacy. Mission of hospital pharmacy, first is to be part of the medication management in hospitals, which encompasses the entire way in which medicines are selected, procured, delivered, prescribed, administered, and reviewed. It's a coordination with purchase also, a complete coordination with purchasing. So they are actually responsible for medication management in hospitals. Secondly, to optimize the contribution that medicines make in producing informed and desired outcomes. Suppose a medicine is not very effective, the hospital pharmacy takes action for that. Next, to enhance the safety and quality of all medicine-related processes affecting patients of the hospital, to ensure that the 7 rights as followed are expected. 7 rights. Right patient. That means medicine should go to the right patient. Right dose should go to the right patient. Via right route, right time, right drug with the right information and documentation. These are all 7 rights. Objectives and functions of hospital pharmacy are to organize the functioning of the pharmaceutical services in hospital in a professional manner, to follow the formulary system of the hospital strictly. That means, other than formulary, there should not be any medicines available in the hospital. To follow the formulary system very strictly, and to keep only the formulary medications in the pharmacy store. Formulary means an established list of medicines authorized by the pharmacy and therapeutics committee of the medical staff. We have discussed this little bit earlier. Very important formulary. Then, to participate in the pharmacy and therapeutics committee meetings to take decision about introduction of new medicines or new molecules in the formulary. Then, to counsel the patient, medical staff, nurses, and others involved in patient care on the use of drugs, possible side effects, toxicity, adverse effects, drug interactions, etc. ये फिर एक बार करेंगे यही. To participate in the pharmacy and therapeutics committee meetings, to take decision about introduction of new medicines in the formulary, to counsel the patient, medical staff, nurses and others involved in patient care on the use of drugs, possible side effects, toxicity, adverse effects, drug interactions, etc. Very important function. To ensure availability of the required medication at an affordable cost at the required time. Time is very important. Then to check the accuracy of the dosages prepared. Next, to ensure that all drugs are stored and dispersed correctly. To distribute medications in the wards, ICU, operations theater. To dispense of medications to outpatients also. To maintain liaison between medical, nursing and the patient. To perform functions of management of material coordination with purchase department. To ensure proper storage and preservation of essential items so that products are absolutely safe, underline, safe for patient use. Actually, it is management of medications. To maintain strict inventory of all items received and issued. The stock should be controlled, but stock should be there, and that is to maintain the inventory. That means whenever I need the medications, this should be in stock. But too many drugs should not be there in stock. So it is a tight rope walking. So to monitor stock levels regularly with the help of software. Then list of item stock which has achieved the reorder level has to be sent to purchase department immediately along with the authorized purchase indent. Minimum stock level should always be strictly maintained, which I have already discussed in the previous chapter. Minimum stock level should be maintained. The purchase order should be sent as soon as the reorder level is achieved. Purchase quantity should not be more than economic order quantity. Then, to maintain strict inventory, inspecting periodically the medication areas, identifying the drugs brought into the hospital, monitoring of drugs, to ensure that all the items are handled properly. Handling is very important. Any damage, any breakage should not happen during handling. To preserve the medicines by maintaining the temperature and other parameters of refrigerators. To keep a record of refrigerator parameters such as temperature. Any item which is near expiry or is non-moving, slow-moving, because of, let us say, seasonal demand or any other reason, that has to be returned to the supplier so that inventory is always maintained at the optimum level. Expired medicines must be immediately removed and disposed of. Then, to provide training to various members of the patient team or various aspects of drug action, administration and usage. To maintain proper records, to prepare bills, to keep the pharmacy neat and tidy manner. So many functions, so many responsibilities to coordinate over all pharmaceutical needs of the patient. To follow framed policies like formulary and procedures. To maintain professional competence and communicate with all pharmacy staff. Flow of material in hospital pharmacy. Look, after so many responsibilities, there has to be a proper flow of materials in hospital pharmacy also. How? Requisition or indent for supply of medicines and other items. Goods inward stores has to check the received supplies. For example, there is a discount. There is buy four, free three things. Like that, some offers are there. He has to check all this. Pharmacy department has to maintain inventory. Pharmacy department to distribute the medicines to outpatients and inpatients also. Now, materials management in hospital pharmacy. How materials are managed? Because our subject is materials management. So how they do it in hospital pharmacy? Arrival of the material in goods inverse stores. The goods inverse stores personnel inspect. Exact identification of the medicine as per purchase order along with the manufacturer's name, manufacturing date, expiry date, quantity as per purchase order and the offer. As I said already, before acceptance of the products from the supplies, they should be tallied with the acceptance criteria. Very important. Acceptance criteria given in the purchase order. Then the goods inverse store personnel affix the barcode, which is giving the price and other things. Barcode to the material, and then only it is sent to the pharmacy store. GRN is cleared. Goods receipt note is created with a copy to pharmacy store and one copy to purchase department as well as accounts department. Then the material is received in the pharmacy store, is stored if necessary in refrigerators so that it is preserved properly. Preservation. Material comes and if it is not preserved, what is the use? It is preserved, products are to be protected from contamination, loss, theft, pilferage and damage. The manufacturer's recommendations should be incorporated in the storage, stocking, issuance and usage of these items. Also, statutory and regulatory requirements should also be considered if applicable. The products have to be inspected at intervals for their suitability for use. Periodically, they have to be inspected. There should be a procedure in place for safe disposal of such products. Inventory control. All concerned should be aware of the hazardous items such as cleaning and disinfecting agents. Sodium hypochloride, ether, Cydex, mercury, etc. The material safety data sheets for such hazardous products should be displayed at the point of use. There should be a documented plan for managing spills of hazardous materials. So many things pharmacy has to do it. Quality indicators are percentage of stockouts including emergency items, percentage of drugs procured from local vendors, we have said it already, percentage of consumable rejected before preparation of GRN, incidences of variation from the procurement process, incidences of emergency purchase because of the stock out. These are all quality indicators. Thank you.